Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. I want to do a special episode because this, I don't know why this topic is special to me, but it's a women's unites motherfucking topic. So I want to talk about women's intuition because that shit is mad real. For those who don't know what a woman's intuition is, it's basically like a feeling. It's like a gut feeling we get when something isn't right. And usually a woman's intuition is so strong. Like, I cannot describe the feeling of how strong it is. It's really like a gut feeling. Almost like a gut feeling of, like, when you know somebody about to tell you some bad news or you know something bad is about to happen. It's almost like that. And it's, like, so strong, y'all. It's, like, you cannot ignore it. So, usually women's intuition comes into play when it comes to dealing with relationships, whether that be same sex or opposite sex, it does not matter. Woman's intuition is there, period. I want to talk about this because I had a lot of women's intuition this motherfucking year. So I'm sure maybe a little bit people want to know what happened. I was in a relationship for all of 7 days and I couldn't do it. I decided to break up with him because of my woman's intuition. And every time I didn't listen to my intuition, I was pissed 3-4 years fucking later after being with the person because I knew in the beginning that something was wrong. I felt that this isn't right. This is not who you should be with, or something they did made me feel funny. You know, I ignore it. And when you ignore your intuition, you get shitty results. And now that I'm getting older, I want to learn from my mistakes. And I don't want to call, not listening to your intuition, because sometimes it could be wrong, but not listening to your intuition could cause a lot of heartbreak. And unnecessary heartbreak, too, because, like, people show you who they are, for real, in the beginning. You see red flags in the beginning, and it's up to you whether you acknowledge those signs and, you know what I'm saying, either talk it out with the person or go about your way or ignore it and go stay with them and suffer later on down the line. Now, this relationship I was in for all of 7 days, I really fucking liked him. I really fucking liked him. I really wanted to be with him. And if he could keep shit 100 with me, maybe he was keeping shit 100 with me. Maybe I'm fucking paranoid and have trust issues, but I highly fucking doubt it. I've been around the block a couple times, so I know how this shit goes. But I would still be with him. I really liked him. And it's hard as fuck for me to like somebody and vibe with them and just click with them. But what happened was, it was just, I felt like it was shady shit going on. And me being me, I'm a crazy bitch. I go psychotic, especially when I feel like somebody's lying to me and not being honest, because I'm the type of person, I'm very upfront. I'm very upfront. I'm very honest because I try to treat people how I want to be treated. And when you, especially when you're in a relationship and you're in a new relationship, everything that you do in the beginning counts. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you get in a relationship, that don't mean you stop doing things to show this person that, you know, you're the one for them. And I don't know. Long story short, my intuition was going off. Shit wasn't adding up. Shit just was mad funny. And even though, like, he definitely reassured me multiple times that, you know what I'm saying, he was all the way in it, it's just something about what he was saying. I wasn't feeling that way. I was not feeling that he was all in. I was feeling that you're sneaky and you're hiding something and you're being shady. And y'all know I keep it a fucking 100 on my podcast. That, in real life, that's why people fuck with me, because I keep shit 100. I don't have nothing to hide. Any experience that I've been through before, I'm not ashamed to fucking talk about it, because I was watching the Red Table Talk with Jada yesterday, and she was basically saying people want to hear testimony of how you got through stuff. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go on Google and, you know, read up on a situation. You know, you want to hear somebody who is real and built through the shit in real life. And that's how I am too. I don't want to fucking hear, like, that's like grief. I don't want to fucking hear about a boyfriend. I don't want to hear any advice from you if you never had somebody close to you die, like your boyfriend or your mom or your aunt or somebody like that. Like, if you haven't been through exactly what I've been through and gotten through it, I don't want to hear from you because you don't have a testimony. You don't have experience. You don't know how I feel. Whereas if you can relate to the person that's speaking, it's just easier to connect with the person. I don't know. It's easier for the listener to actually get the advice, take the advice and actually apply it to their lives because you listen to somebody that's fucking been through it before. So, ladies, I say all that to say, do not ever not trust your intuition. Like, trust your gut, trust your first thought, because it's usually always right. Don't let nobody, I don't give a fuck what words people say. Actions speak way louder than words, and sometimes actions be fake too. So that's when you gotta turn to your intuition, because actions can definitely be fake. Niggas could do everything they're supposed to do and still be fucking foul. And females too, like females, especially because females are sneakier than men. But that, you know, I just wanted to get that out there, that trust your gut, even when it comes down to simple everyday life decisions. Like, if you feel like you shouldn't go in that store for some reason, or you shouldn't go to this party or this club or something because you got a bad feeling about it, don't go. Like, sometimes you could save your own damn life with your intuition. That intuition is a motherfucker, and I'm so glad to be a woman and be able to have it, because, you know what I'm saying, it's easier to cut through bullshit. I smell bullshit from a mile away, and so does my intuition, so don't fuck with me. So, I love being a woman. Bottom line, point blank, period. So, anyway. Ladies, I will see you. Well, ladies and gents, because I guess y'all got intuition too, maybe. Not sure. Never heard of men's intuition. But we're not talking about men right now. We're talking about women. So, hope this podcast episode helps you in some sort of way. If you feeling some way about him, girl, and something don't add up, something don't seem right, peace, go, leave. I mean, even if you really like him, because like I said, I really like this dude. I still like this dude. But I broke up with him and I left the situation alone until I feel like that person can prove to me that why I should even be with them, or even, like, you know what I'm saying, not feel the way I feel shady. I don't want to feel like something shady is going on. So, with that being said, I will see y'all on the next episode, and thanks for listening.